I'm not sure if I should do it. But it is Sunday, my dudes. I'm sorry. Hello. I always think at the beginning of these that, or not be the beginning, like before I push record, that I'm gonna be less nervous than I usually am. And it never works out that way. So, excuse my nervousness. As it has been pointed out to me, it's been a while since I uploaded. I think potentially almost 2 weeks. And believe me, I'm very, very aware of that. Hold on, you know me, always be dehydrated. Yeah, I'm super aware because my life has been very, like, uptick in busyness and responsibilities, so I'm also suffering, so at least we can suffer together. A couple of notes before I decide what I'm gonna do. If you can hear my stomach growling, I apologize. I ate something not long ago, and it's being very loud. So, pre-apologies. I've also been fighting a little bit of a, like, coffee thing, so if I'm clearing my throat a lot, sorry for that, too. The only other things I guess I will mention is that I did a little bit of, like, preparation, I guess, this time, because I finally found a candle that I had that I can burn for wax, and it's not one of those little shitty tea lights, because I don't know how I would do that. I'm considering doing some, like, wax play, wax stripping today, so we'll see. The only other thing that's different is, along with my other normal toys, I finally have one of those, can't remember the brand name, something with an L, controllable toys, and, I'm gonna be doing it myself for this recording, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I have that in and, like, situated already, not doing anything, just sitting there, and, a pattern set up on the app I have open in the background, because I didn't think you guys would want to, like, sit through me trying to get it situated and finding a pattern and all that shit. So, yeah, that's what's different. Apart from that, sorry, I know I'm the worst about, like, always stopping and drinking and stuff. Okay, apart from that, mostly got on my usual uniform. I have the black knee-high socks that I always wear, and black tights, and what color underwear do I have on? Dark purple. I think I might have posted a picture of that specific color one before. And I have this, like, I'm so bad with colors, like burgundy or maroon, like imitation thermal shirt on. It's got buttons down for the, like, cleavage, I guess. And I have my hair in 2 braids because it's been bothering me. So, what am I thinking? I probably should have mentioned. I'm a sneaky snake, so the entire time I've been talking, I've just been kind of gently massaging my tits. Oh, I have my bra off, too. I forgot, because I don't know how many free hands I'm gonna have. So, yeah, I've just been kind of in the background, just kind of gently massaging, so I'm a little bit distracted, and I have so many options. I think if I'm gonna do the wax, I'm just like, I should just get it out of the way, you know? So I don't have to like think about trying to do something so complicated while I'm in the middle of everything. Sorry, I'm gonna stretch. Okay. So let's see how I can do this with one free hand. I have pulled up my shirt because I don't want to get wax on. I mean, it's a piece of shit, but I don't want to get wax on it. And I think I'm going to go ahead and light the candle. I tried to make one of those things, like a wax guard out of like a piece of plastic. So we'll see how well that works. And I'm just going to give it a minute to like heat up enough to make wax. Sorry, I'm sorry. I hate like silence, so I always try to fill it. Like one of those like people pleasers, and they just want to be entertaining. I don't know how to put it. Like silence is awkward. So I'm bad at just kind of letting it be. Ooh, I haven't done this in a a little bit nervous. I usually, I think I've only done it to myself like once or twice. Okay, alright. I'm gonna tilt it soon. Okay, I'm a little freaked out. Fuck. I'm gonna try my ribs first because if I accidentally get it on my tits, like where they're visible most of the time, that might be, if it leaves any marking, that might be a little hard to explain. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Okay. I kind of forgot that, like, the main pain, burn, whatever, isn't, so much the immediate. It's, like, as it sits there. Feels really nice, though. Okay, I'll do it again. Oh, fuck. Okay. Alright. Tits it is. It feels really nice. I just blew out the candle because I was breathing. Sorry. Okay. I miss having this done to me. That's nice when you do it. Ah. Oh, you know what would be a really good idea? Fuck, if I started the pattern that I found for the toy. Because it's like a kind of torture pattern. So I'm going to start that while I do this. That's going to be really nice. Okay. I hope the toy isn't like super loud on this. Hold on. Make sure it actually works. Come on. Oh my god, my stomach. Oh yeah, okay. It does work. I forgot it has like nothing at the beginning. Whew. Okay. So it's kind of like a edging pattern, kind of, I guess. And the the toy that I have has, it's like almost a U-shape, and it has a vibrator part on the clit, obviously, but it has like something internal that, hits the G-spot, so it's, the pattern has both of those. Just so you can imagine it better. Okay, fuck. Okay. I'm gonna go back to a candle. I drip a little bit too many wax drops in a row. My hips kind of like pushed down into the bed as like a protective thing, but that just pushes the toilet further against my G spot, and it can't. It's like too much, and I don't. I can't. I'm getting closer and closer to my nipple now that I'm a little more accustomed to the wax again. It feels really, really fucking good. And it's just like lining up very frustratingly with the. I can't see the pattern, so I don't know if it's gonna keep going or if it's gonna stop. No, 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 no. I'm blowing out the candle because I'm not gonna be able to pay enough attention to it in a second. I want to start a fire. Goes into high gear. It feels almost exactly like getting like fingered really hard and having someone like curl up their fingers. Like I think we generally call it no. The like come hither gesture, like if you were telling someone to come closer to you with your fingers, I'm sure you know what I mean. It feels like really similar to that. It's really really getting me fucking close and it stops. Or it slows down. I know. Sorry if you hear my skin, I'm getting the wax off. I know that I could, like, literally take over control. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Please, come on. Oh, please, right there, Oh my God. I'm genuinely blown away at how stupidly perfect and frustratingly this is lining up. Jesus Christ. God, it's like... it's like you're actually, like, watching me and... deciding, it's ridiculous. Like, I can't even see the pattern coming up. I have my recording app opened. Thank you. I'm gonna come. It was on this, this part. It's like it was down to almost nothing. I think it was like a full force. Fuck. Oh God. Like right on the border of not being able to take it. shit, okay. I have to move. God, I'm like on the opposite side of my bed now. Jesus Christ, I was like, I was gonna say like chasing myself. Sorry, I'm so, my mouth is so dry. I was gonna say, chasing myself around the bed like I usually do, but it's different considering I wasn't actually like holding anything to myself. It was, you know, like I guess technically I had control over it, like could have stopped the app, but is by far the closest I've gotten to like actual forced orgasms by myself, you know. Part of me is like proud of myself for not fucking with it after the first one, and the other, you know, like the subby part of me that wants to be, you know, like the best. It's like pissed at myself for stopping it after the second, which totally isn't fair because like it has to stop at some point, but I'm like a little bit frustrated. Sorry, I'm still just trying to recover. Oh, fucking hell. Okay, I'm trying to think. I still have my tights and panties on, by the way. My shirt fished out. I think I started in the middle of that to, like, apologize that I wasn't giving descriptions for what I was doing, but my brain was so fucking out there. I basically started, like, on my back, and then, like, ended up on my left side, just kind of, like, to say like riding, I guess riding the toy, because I guess there's pressure against it. Okay, fuck, brain, need to start braining. Okay, I'm taking this out. Certainly not done yet. Hold on, I'm trying to pull my panties and tights down with one hand, and it's not that easy. Okay. That fucking blew me away. shit, okay. And I'm getting back up on the bed because I, you know, like I do, I fucked myself all the way down it. Wow, okay. I'm, like, I can see the part of the toy that, like, curves back around and sits on my clit. And, the entire thing is just soaking wet. Alright, I'm gonna take it out. You might be able to hear it, I don't know. Yeah, I'm guessing you probably could, because I could. Okay. I'm gonna turn that off for now. It seems to get pretty warm. Use it for a while. I didn't super notice it, but touching it, it's very warm. Sorry, someone's like yelling outside too. Awesome. At least you know I'm a real person because there's all this bullshit. Okay. I'm certainly not done because I'm gonna shut up. I'm gonna be taking advantage of my tiny bit of free time. So I think I'm gonna give my cunt a break for a couple of minutes before I just go in there the manual way with that might imply fingers. I mean, with a knot. Fuck, I just mean a dildo. I hate saying that word. Okay. Okay, so, I think I'm going to set up my shitty old Chinese vibrator. I'm just gonna set it just on my clit. Start that on a pattern, and suck on my dildo for a little while to get it nice and warm so it's not freezing when it goes in me. So, that's the plan. Okay, I'm a little terrified that my clit's gonna be like super sensitive for this one. Kinda. This one's so much louder. I wonder if there's a way I can make it quieter. I like pin it between my thighs. Yeah, it kind of works. This one is old and shitty, but it still feels really fucking good. I'm just taking a second to, weird, like, swooping thing I do with my tits. Start under the armpit and go underneath, and then, like, push up and kind of pin them against my chest and, like, pinch the nipple on the way by. One of these days, I'm gonna have to record it so you guys can picture what I'm talking about. Switch hands real quick. I'm doing touching my tits like over my shirt because my hands are really cold. Actually, I mean I'm cold, but maybe it'll feel good. It's too cold. Okay, no, my nipples are really fucking hard. Or my nipple that I was touching is really hard though. It's way too cold. Trying not to be like too stupidly hard on my nipples. I guess I've been kind of overdoing it lately. And they're kind of upset. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of a slut, so I can't, keep my hands off for any extended period of time. So I'm trying to be more mean, I guess, to just like my breast itself and not the nipple as much. I'm just kind of like pushing it around and like squeezing really hard. That was my wrist, sorry, every so often. I both love and hate doing that. I love it because it feels fucking amazing, but it makes me like incredibly frustrated that it's not like someone else's hands, your hands. It's like one of them. Most frustrating things to like be doing to yourself. Okay, I'm gonna suck on this because I would super like to imagine that it was actually a dick in my face, not some stupid fucking silicone or whatever it is. Okay, I'm gonna shut up. I hope mouth noise warning for those of you who care. Dehydrated, so hopefully this will go okay. I'm gonna start by just tapping the underside on my tongue, which looks so fucking dumb and feels so dumb to do. But if I close my eyes, I don't have to judge myself as much. Because I really miss having that done to me, so. Okay. I'm gonna shut up for real. Dog outside. Jesus Christ. Just trying to suck a fake dick. Sorry. Sorry. Oh, shut up. Please. Please. Please shut up. I'm not a professional. I'm not a professional. I don't have a fucking like sound booth, dude. Fuck it. Hopefully you can still hear over it. Tilt my head back and do a little bit more throat training. I've been trying really hard to get back in that. So, cut me some slack if I'm not great. I just need to get in a better position, so. Okay, I'm gonna take a deep breath. On that one, like one little gag, not that bad. Okay, I'm gonna go again. Same thing there. That one, like, gag if I have it in just a little bit too long. Okay, hold on. I want to turn this up one. That's what happened. It just kind of shifted and I didn't notice. It wasn't too low. Of this, so that's nice and wet. Okay. No gag. Hey. Let me open my legs. This is much more sensitive. Okay, I'm gonna turn them in. I'm sorry, I have like all that thick spit in my mouth now. Just one sec. Whew. these days I'm gonna get to the point where I can, like, actually, you know, move it around well and they're not. But I'm trying to be patient with myself. Okay, I'm impatient. I wanna properly fuck myself with this, so I'm gonna do that. And I guess I will put you down there. Hopefully you'll be able to hear. Actually, hold on, let me get more sprint. My tights are restricting me. I'm gonna, it looks so dumb. Like, I'm sitting kind of on my butt. And if I reach under to my ass cheeks and, like, spread them apart and then sit on them, I can get, like, better leverage. So, I mean, I imagine it looks alright from down below. It just feels really dumb to do. Okay, I'm gonna shut up and actually do this. I'm gonna, just, like, run the head up and down for a minute first. I'm not moving the head dildo. I'm just like sliding my hips up and down it. Okay. It would do if you were, like, kneeling between me. I wouldn't want to make you move it. I'd like to do the work. Fuck. My clit is so fucking sensitive. Jesus Christ. Okay. I can take it. It's gonna feel good in a second. Fucking dog. Fuck it. I don't care. I feel like I don't even know, like, I'm a fucking centimeter or so, like, actually kinda in me. I'm just making myself wait for a second. Try to move my hips down on it, but you won't let me get too far in. Oh, please. Please. Fuck, it's so well. So little of it. Please. Just kind of, I'm really sensitive inside too, Jesus. I'm just kind of, like, very gently rocking on you. This is incredibly sensitive, so I gotta be a little bit like gentle about it. Holy shit. I don't know if it was the first toy or what, but oh, I can feel like all the texture. Not like pulling fully out, but I'm using like the ridge on the head of your dick. It's just like lightly fuck my entrance. Really fucking amazed, but really sense it. Gentle, please be a little bit gentle, please. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't remember last night. Just using this fight. This. God, my like face is tingling. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I don't know if I'm gonna fucking come. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm
I was by far the hardest I think I've ever come on one of these recordings. I don't know what the fuck that was. Almost never actually like stop fully, like fucking myself when I'm coming. I'll either like hate the word, using the word like eject, but I'll like either accidentally like eject the toy because I clamp down so hard, or I'll just like slow it down after a second because I really like kind of extending those like aftershocks. But I like a second or two into it, literally like my legs shot. I'm like a board. I'm laying like a board with my legs together because I think my body is like protecting me from wanting to touch anything down there. I just like I couldn't keep. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I guess if you've ever like come so hard it almost hurts, almost like it's not bad. It's just like right on that border. What the fuck? I have no idea why that happened. Sorry, I'm just like totally out of sorts at the moment. I'm like a little bit hesitant. Like, I still have the dildo in me. Well, a little bit. I ejected it a bit, but like, I'm not sure whether I should use it at all again, or if I want to come at least one more time, but I don't know whether I should. Like, I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared that I'll get a like. I've fainted before when I've came. I can't even talk. Fuck. I could do like some medical weird shit. It's nothing serious. Don't worry about it. But it wasn't quite like that. And now I'm like in uncharted territory. I don't know what to do. Oh, I think. I don't know. I think I'll just like nestle it back in gently and then use my vibrator and then I'll be done. I don't wanna like fuck myself up. Excuse me, doctor. I believe I came too hard. I need your help. I'm such an idiot. Okay. I'm down on the bed too. I just got it. Like, sorry, that was me scraping the silicone. Yeah, like as nestled up there as I can, and I have one leg down to kind of pin it where it is. It feels okay. I don't feel like I'm about to die. Okay, I'm gonna try for like one more clit orgasm because I want to use my time wisely. But I guess if you don't ever hear from me again, at least I died doing what I love. Sorry, I'm so cum drunk. I was in a stupid state of mind. I sincerely hope that, like, none of you are, like, super fucking into it, and then I start making stupid jokes, and it's just ruined. Okay, I'm gonna turn this on. Hopefully, it doesn't, like, freak. Okay. It's fine. It's just, whenever I've, like, come using my clit before, whenever I turn something back on for the first time, it's always, a lot for a second. Okay. I think I'm gonna get to patterns. And I know several people have mentioned, because I've mentioned before, that I have to cycle through the like higher settings of the constant vibration to get to the patterns. And a couple people are like, well, you can just cycle through them when they're not, you know, on your clit, and you won't have to suffer through them. And I'm like, but I like it. So I know I could do that, but it's also a lot louder if it's not like muffled against me. So those are my reasons. Okay, fuck, I'm putting it off. Okay. For some reason the rhythm ones are like stronger, like they don't have settings, obviously. They're just, I don't want rhythm, so this always takes a bit of getting used to. Oh god, it's the torture setting. Fuck. Don't wanna do this to myself. I don't know. It always feels so fucking good. I always think I'm gonna fucking come with it. And then I almost never do. Fuck. This one always, on the long burst, it always makes me clench down really hard and I can actually feel the dildo coming out already. Fuck. Okay. I don't know if I want to try this one. I always fall for this same trick. It feels so fucking so good. And like I could come on it, and I usually just can't. I get like literally a toe from the edge, and I can't. God, I wish you could just fucking decide for me. I wish you could just be like. Yes, you know, I want you to stay on this setting and be a good girl, or that you just, like, pick something else. I hate making these decisions. I'm gonna stay on it for at least a minute. The same problem we always have. Fuck. Please. God damn it. And then 30 more seconds, I have to change it. Ah.
I can't fucking do it. I can't do it. I need to fucking come for you. I need to fucking come for you. This is the I call it the tongue setting. The one where you're fucking eating my pussy. Fuck yes, I can fucking come on this one. I can come on your fucking face. Your tongue feels so fucking good. Your tongue feels so fucking good on my clit. Fuck. Fuck, I wanna come on your face. I wanna come on your face, please. 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 Fuck. I'm close. Please. Don't stop.
I can take it for you. I'm sorry. I can take it. I know you were right. I'm sorry. Fuck, it feels good. It feels so fucking good, sir. It feels so fucking good. Thank you. Oh, God, right there.
Moving this elbow a little bit like I would normally write out that kind of orgasm. I'm hoping it does fuck me up. Just like nice slow strokes. Those like spasms and contractions inside to kind of go longer, at least for me, they do. I wonder if that says something about me. like I come better and longer with a dick in me. Sorry if it seems like a bit jarring. I had to pause it for a sec because my upstairs roommate came home. I think I'm kind of in the clear now. I should have drank while I wasn't recording, sorry. I think I'm kind of in the clear now. But I'm gonna... because I'm really fucking greedy. I'm gonna... myself one more time with the dildo and hopefully don't die. But I'm gonna have to be like really quiet, so wish me luck and I hope that you can hear something. Ooh.
Dog hair on my tongue. Buried my face in a blanket because I didn't want to make too much noise. So one, sorry if you couldn't really hear. Two, sorry if I like rubbed the mic on the blanket. I was not paying attention. There's probably a three. Oh yeah, that was like a normal, you know, like pussy orgasm, so I don't know what the fuck happened that other time. I mean, kind of glad it didn't happen again. It's like I don't know what to make of it. So, these are the ones I'm used to, you know? I should probably, like, wrap this up considering I'm basically doing, like, ASMR now. I hate ASMR. So, happy Sunday, or whatever day, you stumble across this. Sorry for the long absence. Like, don't worry, I've been coming a lot, but in like shorter bursts. And recording is like a whole thing. Like, I have to get toys set up and cleaned, and you know, can't listen to music, and it's all the whole thing. You know, sometimes I'm just lazy and I just want to come. So. I'm hoping be able to do, God, I have another dog hair. Hoping to be able to do another recording sometime before Friday, but we'll see. Like, theoretically I could record ahead of time and then like release on Sunday, but I never post my stuff more than 5-6 hours after, at maximum, after it's been recorded, because it just feels like content then, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. Plus, I don't want to, like, pussy out. So, when I'm still, like, post-com addled, sorry, addled, I just go ahead and take advantage of that before I can overthink it. So, I wonder how many of you actually even listen to these, like, stupid rambles at the end. I don't know that I would. Okay, I, like, fucked one of the braids out of my hair, so that's cool. Gotta redo that. I think that's it. I guess I want to take a second to sincerely thank you guys for being, sorry, I'm changing hands, it's probably loud, like, patient and kind, with me, lately especially. So, I know I've been kind of venting on my page, and, I think, like, every single one of you has been super cool about it, so, I really appreciate it, and I'm hoping that things will chill out soon, so I can spend more time doing this, because I really like it. So. Okay, I'm actually gonna shut up now.